Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
You are tuned in to the Grit and Bear It podcast, the first and only podcast devoted to covering the 12-time Calder Cup champions, the Hershey Bears. This is high energy, unfiltered, and at times unfocused hockey talk. Now here's your host, Richard Blosser.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Grit and Bear It podcast. It is a Monday, May 6, 2024. We finally got through the stupid Star Wars weekend worth of jokes, and we are into playoff hockey season for everyone. My name is Richard Blosser, welcoming you to this podcast, the first and only Hershey Bears hockey podcast out there in the hockeyverse. Once again, hope everyone had a really good weekend. All right, everyone, it is time to get into playoff hockey with a week and a half off, waiting for our opponent, knowing it's going to be a bitter rival. We finally got to it. Best of five series against the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. Games one and two at Giant Center. I was ready. I know Bears Nation was ready for it, and we were ready to go. So let's go back, way back to Wednesday, May 1st, which, nailed it. Told you the Bears weren't playing till May 1st, as the Bears took on the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. And it was once again one of those nights where, get the wife, go to work. Get the wife, take her to Giant Center, and go right to the game. After a very busy day at work, I gotta go and do this too. It's been a very busy week and a half podcast wise, but I'm ready for this. I'm going to be ready for this. And on a relatively warm week, very summer-esque weather here before it all tanked during the weekends. Figures. But I get to Giant Center, and I'm able to walk in the season ticket entrance, you know, the one off to the right, the actual one off to the right. Don't tell me any different, Susan. And I walk in, and I get to walk around pretty well, do a decent enough lap there and get to where I need to be. And there was a healthy 6,000, 7,000 that showed up for this game. much better than Wilkes-Barre, but a good amount that showed up for a Wednesday night game. 8,000 according to the AHL website, but I'd say more 7, but a very lively crowd. A crowd that was ready. A nice smattering of Phantoms Orange made it. Okay. I know they'll show up. There'll be more on Saturday. But I knew they'd show up. And the Bears got the reinforcements. LaPierre's in the lineup. They skate out. The reinforcements are there. Like I said, LaPierre was there. Dylan Mikelrath finally bat. Hardy Amon Octel's out there as well. Lucas Johansson as well. You feel this is ready to go. And outskate the Phantoms. Cal Peterson leads them out. For better or for worse, he leads them out. And we get underway. And I will admit, this was a very energetic crowd for Giant Center. On a Wednesday. On a Wednesday. Very energetic. A crowd that's into it. And yours truly was very nervous. I was very nervous about this game because I know the Bears are the better team, but the Phantoms, they're kind of playing with house money that no matter what, their season's been somewhat of a success, and nobody thought they'd get by Wilkes-Barre, and they did. Caught them on 2 games. Bang, bang, Wilkes-Barre was out. And they thought, yeah, nobody believes in us. Nobody thinks we're going to beat the Bears. And you know what? We're going to be the nobody believes in us team. We're going to be Hartford. That was Hartford last year. You know, the one that surprised Providence. We can do that role. We can absolutely do what they did and shock the world and get a series win that we weren't supposed to. Ride a hot goaltender. It's happened on all hot levels of hockey, playoff hockey. You can ride a hot goalie. Giggity. And we get into it. And the Bears just go after Cal Peterson. And the Bears just I know I say this a lot, but just flying. Disrupting the neutral zone. Blazing fast speed. Throwing everything on Cal Peterson. Cal Peterson's leaving big fat rebounds. Couple of shots he's got to fight away. Cycle game. Going for the Bears. Really working. Chase Preske, along the boards. Wrister deflected, and they score! You'll have to forgive me. My voice isn't going to be here. You will find out why. But the Bears get the first one on the goal board as Hendrix LaPierre puts it home. Let's go! Let's get him. Hendrix is first. Chase is first. Ethan is first. 1-0. 1 minute later. Louis Belpito throws a puck to the blue line that's picked off by Hendrix LaPierre, skates in with blazing speed, going on Cal Peterson like Leroy Jenkins! And Cal Peterson's like, oh crap, oh crap, oh crap. LaPierre shoots, goes wide. That close to it being 2-0. That close to it being 2-0. Not even 5 minutes in. And you're already seeing the checking come into play. The game starts to settle down a little bit. Cal starts to make saves. And now the Phantoms, and it took me, checks notes, 13 games of the regular season to figure out what this team is. And I'll tell you here in a little bit. And the Phantoms just start throwing checks along the boards. If anybody has a puck near the boards, you watch. And you need to make good decisions very, very quickly. Because they can turn into wrong ones very, very quickly. Corner battles. Sticks coming up. Ivan Miroshchenko going into corner. Be like, I fight you for a buck. Bogdan Treniev, let me get in on some of these American action. Wham! Matt Strome, with exactly 0 Fs to give. Winning puck battles below the net. Hunter Shepard saving everything. And as the game goes along, the Bears take the first period with a 1-0 lead, leading 10-0, 10-8 on shots. Not a single penalty gets called. into the second we go. More hits. Elbows coming up. A trip gets missed. A kneeing gets missed. A pick play that probably gets called for interference in December. But in May, nah, keep playing. And the refs have turned this into no blood, no foul type game. And I said this last year, and I'm going to say this again. The refs established what this game was going to be. They said, no blood, no foul, keep playing. And I'm not going to say the Phantoms were dirty. I don't necessarily believe that. But they knew. They knew they could come in and throw the shoulders a little bit high. You know, stick the butt out a little bit more to make sure you get extra force on that hit. And it's that kid. And parents, listen up for this. It's the kid that tests their parents. You know, screams a little louder to see if the parents say anything. You know, give that extra shove to your brother or sister and see if the parents say anything. Maybe walk a little bit further in the grocery store to the end of the aisle to see if mommy and daddy say anything. It's a kid testing their parents to see where the line is. Teenagers do this too. But this is what the Phantoms were also doing. Testing to see what they can get away with. And at one point, there was some rough stuff in a corner where pushing and shoving after the whistle on and off sides. And let me get to Check's notes here for John Avon calling, and Rybinski at the midway point of the game, each go off for roughing. That's it. A take control penalty. Control penalty gives us some 4-on-4 action, but nothing comes of it. This game stays 5-on-5. And while I'm confident in the Bears, they've been the better 5-on-5 team. One shot can change this whole thing. We get later on in the period, the fourth line out there, right? Ski, Strom, Bogdan, Treniev out there making sure to work down low. Strom off the corner, throws one in front, scramble in front, and it's in! Eric Rybinski puts it into the net! Scramble play in front of Peterson, he never had it. 2-0, Hershey! The fourth line. One of our usuals behind us says the next Bears goal is going to be a grimy one. Well, you don't get much grimier than that. In the crease, poked around, put it under the 5-0 of Cal Peterson, and it's in the net. Let's go 2-0. The Bears end the period up 2-0. Shots are 21-18, Hershey. And what I realize, and me and my buddy realize as we're walking around the concourse, the Phantoms are playing exactly the type of game that they want. Low scoring, tight checking, but there's one other thing that is not getting called, but is also working out in their favor. Hear me out. The Phantoms want you to get upset. They want you to mess up. They want you to go down on the penalty kill, and that's where they get you. That's where they get you, Jerry. That's where they get you. They force you to make mistakes. They get in your head. They cause you to lose your focus. And when you lose your focus, that's when you lose. That's how they beat Wilkes-Barre. Game 2, up 3-1. Start throwing hits. Rivalry series. Got in their head. Scored a goal or two. After they tied it at 3 with Wilkes-Barre, they had them. They knew they had them. And they're trying to do the same thing with Hershey. The problem is, Hershey's seen this movie. We faced worse than this. This squad has faced worse than this. We'll beat them. We're the better 5-on-5 team. And we know it. Late into the third, Bears are playing really well defensively. They're going to sit on this lead. We can beat these guys 2-0. We know we can beat them. Still no penalties. Phantoms being really aggressive. Guys are jumping up on plays. Louis Balpito's going into corners. Avon Salesman's looking for anything. And I'm like, don't leave these guys alone. Please don't leave these guys alone. But the Bears are just doing enough to win. They know the Phantoms have to get two just to tie. And they're confident they can hold them. Hold them. Hell, the majority of Phantoms games we've won have just involved them scoring one goal. Less than 5 minutes to go. Cal Peterson looking, starts to run off. Gets to the bench. Work the puck down low. Ronnie Attard, Bobby Brink to Tanner Lyzinski from his knees. Just chips it in a slot scramble. And when you see that, you're just like, okay, that's going to go up and wide, but it's going do-do-do-do-do. And Hunter Shepard just reaches out for it. And you can hear it in your head in slow motion as the puck goes over his glove. And then my poor meatball, it fell on the floor. Tanner Lyzinski gets his first. Actually gets his third. Who wrote that in his series preview of A Guy to Watch with 717 Sports Media? Does he have two thumbs and loves pizza? This guy. Tanner Lyzinski is third. Bobby Brink is second. Ronnie Attard is first. And it's 2-1 with 4.5 minutes to go. We're going to be fine, right? We're going to be fine, right? But you know what? You know what? They stood firm. Phantoms got three shots. They held the fort. Didn't get empty netters, just kept clearing zones. But we've seen how the guys all season get the puck in, dump it back out. Get the puck in, dump back out. Win those corner battles. Clog up the neutral zone. Guys blocking shots. Matt Strome blocking shots. Pietrick Dubé. Why is he not out there? What do you mean he slashed his hand on a faceoff 3 minutes ago? Matthew Phillips trying to get in lanes. Everybody's out there. You may miss Riley Sutter in a spot like this. 10 seconds to go. Phantoms trying to generate some long shot. Avon blocked. Slap out of the zone. 5-4-3. Puck dumped back in. Over to the boards. 2-1. That's the end of the game. Bears win it. 2-1 the final and take game one. Yes. Whew. You had to sweat it out. You had to ride it out. And the Bears took it. They did it. Your three stars of the game. LaPierre third. Henrik Rybinski second. Hunter Shepard first. 30 for 31. You beat them at their own game. Tight checking, hard hitting, low scoring. You beat them at their own game. And you took game one, an ever-important game one. I know two of the series that the Bears won last year, they lost game one. But those were long seven-game series where you have a little bit more room for error, unless you're the Toronto Maple Leafs. But that's a different story. You can lose a game or two in a seven-game set and feel fine and feel confident. Five-game set, you don't have a lot of room for error. It's not a three-game set where it gets very late early. But if you're the Phantoms, you knew you had to get game one, or at minimum get one game at Giants Center before it goes back to PPL. And that set the stage for a game two where, oh boy, was it ever a game two. And we'll get to that right after this. All right, Bears fans, let's take a moment to talk about the sponsor of our podcast, DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the National Hockey League. Boys and girls, the first round is done. We've gotten through a lot of things this year, all first round matchup, and we have some sweet action for you heading into the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Rangers and Hurricanes, Boston versus Florida, the Battle of Western Canada, Vancouver versus Edmonton, and Colorado versus insert team here. But you can get in on all of this with DraftKings Sportsbook. Folks, I just explained it to you. There are so many great games you could bet on this time of year. As hockey is winding down, you can get in on some action as well. How many goals will Evgeny Kuznetsov get? How many goals total will be scored in the Colorado series? Maybe you want to put a little bit down on how many assists Leon Draisaitl will have. You can do all that at DraftKings Sportsbook. Make sure you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code THPN, as new customers can get $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code THPN only at DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-787-9777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. Please play responsibly. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 186 hours after insurance. See dkng.co/ice for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gambling resources. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved. And now, on with the show. And we're back here on the Grit and Barrett podcast. Thank you so much to our sponsor, DraftKings Sportsbook. A little slip-ups here and there on the ad read, but hey, what can you do? So, the boys were back at it on a Saturday for Game 2 of this best-of-five series between Hershey and Lehigh. Bears, Phantoms, eternal enemies on Saturday, May 4th. May the 4th be with you. It's getting old, people. But yep, Star Wars Day, where it was cold, rainy, and miserable. Yep. Yeah. Yep, we got all that crap out of the way. And don't start me on May 5th. Stop it. Stop it. This whole thing is not funny anymore, everyone. All right? Back to hockey. So Bears and Phantoms going at it. Eternal enemies like Jedi and Sith. God damn it! Anyway. The Phantoms knew what they had to do in Game 2. Absolutely knew. They knew that they had to even this series up. You can't afford to go back home down 0-2. Especially to this team, who showed you that they're better. They are better. And there were calls for, is Cal Peterson really him? I don't know. We don't know. We'll just have to see where this goes. And I get to Giants Center around 5:30 after I was dealing with that another job I work at. And I start walking up and, oh, there is a lot of Phantoms orange here. There is a lot of Flyers orange here. Yeah. Oh boy, it's going to be one of those nights, isn't it? I get in, make sure to get my food quickly, because it's going to get kind of nuts there. I look down over the lower bowl as it starts to fill up before warm-ups. Lots of black and orange. Good amount of Bears fans, but a lot of black and orange too. Oh no. It's going to be one of those nights. Look up above me. There's a few extra tables set up there, which means more press credentials are being handed out. More people are coming to watch the Bears. This is good. But I also understand kind of the game that's being played. Playoffs means more press coverage, which means more people and all that. So everybody comes out for warmups. Same stuff as in Game 2. Hunter versus Cal. Still no Sutter. Still no Vinny. Look down below me. Oh, look, there are the players down there. What's Dylan Strome doing here? Oh, he's there to support. Hey, there's Das Wunderkind down there, Connor McMichael. Cool. He's here. And Beck! Oh, and he brought the family and the little ones. How lovely. So, game two. The Bears win this. If they can pull this off, we'll very much remind us of what we did with Hartford last year. The Phantoms need to get this. Absolutely need it. And they start pushing the pace this time. They start out with the game's four or five shots, throwing everything in. It doesn't have to be Lazinski or Belpedo or whomever. Somebody get us on the board here. Someone. But Hunter, standing firm, standing absolutely firm. The checks are being thrown a little bit harder in this one. This one. We're still playing no blood, no foul rules. Okay. Bears surviving the first couple minutes. Dylan Mikorath is able to knock down a shot. Throws it up to Joe Snively, who throws up to Ethan Frank on a partial breakaway. Skates in. Wide on Cal Peterson. Backhand. He scores! Ethan Frank beats Cal Peterson. Frank is first. Snively's first. And Daddy gets an assist. Dylan Mikorath. 1-0 Hershey early. And if you're the Phantoms, 5 minutes of hard work just flushed down the toilet. You tried to establish dominance, and Ethan just comes in on his first shot, and as Cal just gets beaten glove side. Few minutes later, Chase Preske dumps a puck in down low. Collected. Snively gives it back to him. Chase Preske throws one in front. Joe scrambles around. Crossover to Franker. Slaps it in. They score! Almost the same exact play that won them the cup. Chase came off the boards. Threw it in the slot. Snively with the first. And then a tap pass in all the confusion. Found Ethan Frank for a backdoor score. 2-0. 8 minutes in. Are you kidding me? 2 minutes in. Frank is second. Snively is second. Chase is second. And as the period wears on, I'm like, okay, we're already up two. First penalty of the series gets called. The Phantoms go off for a trip. Nothing from the Bears. Ryan Gardner goes off for high sticking. Board battle, stick comes up and clicks. Clicks Ethan right in the face. The Bears do a bit self-induced power play stuff. Puck hopping over sticks. Passes undershooting their targets that are hitting heels of the stick instead of the flat blades of the stick. Phantoms don't really have to do much on the penalty kill because the Bears are just doing it to themselves. 0 for 2 in the penalty kill. 2. Period wrapping up. Adam Brooks throws one out in front, goes past a Phantom. Two Bears can't get it. And here comes McDonald, comes in. One-timer, he scores! Hunter McDonald with a laser as the puck just found his stick on a centering feed that just got through everything. And you saw a nice-sized roar from the Phantoms contingency. Hunter McDonald is first. Adam Brooks is first. Gail Grands his first. 2-1. And the hits keep coming and the checks keep coming. And we get out of the period. 2-1. And I'm fine with that. Phantoms lead in shots 14-9. And I was like, okay, let's just keep the next 40 minutes at 2-1 and I'll be fine. But you notice they're calling stuff tonight. The refs are not letting them get away with stuff. Bears get into the period. We get about halfway through the period and it's more just regular hockey. Up and down, back and bend down, back and forth. Things are going to be fine. Fourth line out there again. Matt Strom, Trenriev, shot from the boards, deflected, they score! Deflected, Henrik Rybinski chipped it in front. Cal wants an interference call. But their guy pushed Rybinski. Ref's right there. No call. Goal stands 3-1. 3-1 Hershey. Rybinski is second. Trenriev is second. Strom is second. And now the Phantoms, they're getting upset. Now the Czechs are really getting hit hard. Getting hit hard. And Garrett Wilson just levels Aaron Ness, who tries to shoot a puck back in after a clearing attempt from the Phantom zone. Just blasts him on the boards. The puck was away after he got nailed. Garrett Wilson goes off. Gets off. Another power play for the Bears. Can't really connect. In an amazing sequence I saw, Phantom shatters a stick. Miro Shevchenko on a shot shatters a stick. Gets another one. Gets another one from the bench. Gets another shot. And that breaks in half. Whoever the stick maker is, call your office. There's lumber everywhere. Just as the penalty runs out, Cooper Morty gets a hook on Joe Snively. And off he goes. 1 second, 5-on-3. Bears win the faceoff. Gets set up. Can't really get a shot in as Garrett Wilson comes back into the play. Puck goes back out to the point for Ethan. Ethan over to LaPierre on the other side. Royal Road pass to Lemieux in front. Deflected it into the net. They score! Alex Lemieux in his beautiful air makes it 4-0. And Cal Peterson loses his mind. Is arguing with the refs. I don't know what he wants. There's no interference. There's no nothing. You have nothing, sir. Sit down. Alex Lemieux gets his first. LaPierre gets his first. Ethan Frank is second. Power play goal. 4-1. Hershey, let's freaking go. After two. And into the third. Into the third we go. You can feel it. The pot simmering. Oh, it's simmering, Jerry. It's boiling up. Phantoms get two penalties. Bears can't get the dagger to put them away. To put them away. Power play for the Phantoms is for the Bear. Sorry, getting ahead of myself. Power plays. Hendricks LaPierre goes off for slashing. Less than about six minutes to go. Phantoms on the power play. Throw one. Down low, Hunter goes to play. It bounces off the boards. He whiffs on the clearing attempt. Bounces out in front. Here comes Bobby Brink and a few other fans to slap it in. Hunter just falls down at the goal line. Defenders go in. Go in. Everything's covered. Whistle. Point at center ice. Face off out of the zone. No. Penalty shot. The Phantoms are awarded a penalty shot. Oh, no. Aaron Ness closed his hand on the puck in the crease. It's a penalty shot. Oh, no. John Avon's going to take it. Refs say no. Bobby Brink was closest to the puck. He takes it. Bobby Brink versus Hunter Shepard. Bobby comes in, skates wide, goes to the circles, shoots, and Hunter saves it! With the pad, just barely kicks it out. I think he was trying to go 5-0 on him, and he slaps the puck into the boards in frustration. Oh my gosh. You want to talk about a turning point? There it was. Phantom score. It's 4-2 with 6.5 to go, and things get interesting. Another power plays. Bears go off, and they pull... Excuse me. Cal Peterson, 6-on-4. 6-on-4 with Loppy in the penalty box again. All we got to do is kill it off. Full-blown 6-on-4. But you got to give the Bears credit. They hunker down. They block shots. They deny opportunities. But someone leaves Tanner Lysinski in front. What's he all doing? Shot and he rakes the crossbar. Puck cleared out of the zone. Hunter taps the bars. And saying thank you. Thank you. Power play runs out. runs out for the Phantoms. LaPierre comes back in. Trenrant blocks a shot, skates out of the zone. Loppy joins him. Bogdan chips it up to him. LaPierre fights it. Fitz just gets the puck. Phantoms player draped all over him, holding his arm. And LaPierre goes, I will score this goal because I have the power of God and anime on my side. One hands it into the net. LaPierre gets his second. Trenriev gets his third assist. Empty netter. 5-1 Hershey with 4.5 minutes to go. We're done here. We are absolutely done here. We go a minute later. Puck gets dumped in on Cal Peterson. He stops the puck, covers it for a whistle. Shove gets thrown on Ethan. Logan Day comes in, throws another one. Dubé throws another shove, and here we go. Everybody starts getting in on it. Belpedo throws a hit. Hunter McDonald comes in. Zane Wisdom starts throwing hits. Dubé comes in. Hardy comes in. Lemoza's pulling guys off. Mike Vecchione pulls guys off. Cal Peterson skates to the blue line. Hunter Shepard just standing at the goal like, need a hand, bro? Just standing there watching the whole thing. Sticks, gloves, fighting, tackling, cursing, pushing, shoving, fighting. Players get separated. Guys go to the locker room. And the ref just says, that's it. Everybody gets 10. Everybody off the ice. You're done. You get 10. Everybody gets 10. Cal's like, do I get 10 minutes? Oh, no. You're fine. Hunter, you're good too. You're fine. You're all right. But the rest of you, go to your room. No ice cream. And so the penalties were read up as such. For the Phantoms, Louis Belpedo, 2 minutes for elbowing, 2 minutes cross-checking, and a 10-minute misconduct. John Avon, 10-minute misconduct. Brendan Furry, 10-minute misconduct. Rhett Gardner, 10-minute misconduct. Hunter McDonald, 10-minute misconduct. Zane Wisdom, 10-minute misconduct. Logan Day, 2 minutes for roughing, also 10-minute misconduct. Patrick Dubé, 10-minute misconduct. Hardy Amon-Octel, you guessed it, 10-minute misconduct. Lemos, 10 minutes. Vecchione, 10 minutes. Huntington, Anyway. And both benches look a little lean. 2 minutes to go. Bears just ride out the clock and ride out the win. Puck comes out of the zone. Offside with 3 seconds to go. And more pushing and shoving. Jimmy Huntington and Ronnie Attard face washing each other. They want the graps too. The ref just skates over and goes, get them out of here. You get 10. Run off the clock. We're done here. Last 2.5 seconds run off. And good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Lehigh. Bears win it. 5-1 the final. In a game that saw 158 penalty minutes in it. Now, that might be skewed a little bit because 120 of those came in the last 5 minutes due to misconduct. But as Uncle Doc once said, it's one of those nights where you flip over the other side of the notebook. And if I was in press row, oh boy, would I have had a lot of notes for this. Bears power play goes 1-for-7. The Phantoms go 0-for-3. 3 stars, Joe Snibley with 2 assists. Hunter Shepard, 30-for-31. Ethan Frank, 2 goals and an assist. And the Bears take a 2-0 series lead as we go back to the PPL Center for Game 3. And this is what you wanted. I don't mind the two. I don't mind winning the 2 games here. I'm all for it. I'm here for it. An absolute stranglehold on this series. The Bears are the better 5-on-5 team. We know that. this was a game in the second, in the third, that was a ton of special teams. Penalty kills, the Bears power play gets a goal. It's a goal. I think they're like 1-for-8. And the Phantoms, I mean, they got 3 in this game. They want to argue that the refs like them. Shut up. You got away with a ton of stuff. Shut up. And fans are wondering, do they start Cal Peterson in game 3? To be honest, not a lot of this is Cal Peterson's fault. This is the Cal Peterson you got all season. This is nothing new. He looked good for one game because you played your game in Wilkes-Barre on the road. And then you came home and Wilkes-Barre more lost that game than you guys won it at the PPL Center. So for the Bears, you just got to close out business. 3 chances to win 1. And as we said, after the Hartford 2-game sweep, don't come back. Don't come back with the same opponent. Because Game 5's on Mother's Day next Sunday at 7. No, I don't want this to happen. I don't want this to happen. I don't think it will. I think the Bears are more than capable in closing this out on the road. They've been a pretty good road team all season. But you know the Phantoms aren't going to go down without a fight. They're not. They're proud. They're not going to let that happen. I don't expect the Bears to go 14-0 this postseason. But you got to finish this in Lehigh. You got to. I don't feel good about Wednesday night. Actually, I feel some confident, but it wouldn't shock me if the Phantoms gut out a gutsy win at home. They're too proud. They don't want that to happen. The Phantoms fans already hate us enough as it is, calling this league the Always Hershey League, lest we not forget when you had a span of years in the late 2010s where you were good and we weren't. Remember 17, 18 through 2019? Bears couldn't win at PPL Center? The Bears are just better. And I believe that they will close out this series. You got to do it Wednesday, like you did against Hartford. Game 3's on Wednesday at the Electrodrome. 7:05-ish start there at the PPL Center. At the corner of 7th and Hamilton. Game 4, if needed, Saturday, 7 o'clock, back at the Electrodrome. And you thought if there is a rowdy atmosphere for tonight's Game 2, imagine what Game 4 could be. Game 5, if needed, back at Hershey. I hope that doesn't happen. I really don't. So that'll do it for the Grit and Barrett podcast this week, everyone. The Bears are up 2-0, and let's hope the boys finish it off. If it is a sweep, I might do an episode this week. I might not. I might not. This is the playoff time where it's that weird thing, and I just got to see how this ends up. But let's go finish them. To quote Dinobot from Transformers Beast Wars, now we must take the fight to the enemy. We have to go into their town, into their home, a place where we've won before in the playoffs. They'll be ready. But we make them hear us. I'll make them hear us. We'll finish them off and move on with the line in the sand, and the moment is at hand. And I'm ready. Bears fans, you're ready. The Phantoms fans will be ready on Wednesday. And me, once again, I'll be ready as I'll ever be. See you Wednesday.
Thank you for downloading this episode of the Grit and Barrett podcast.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on whatever podcast platform you are currently listening to. If you are listening on Apple or Google, please leave us a 5-star review as it appeases our algorithm overlords. If you enjoyed this podcast, please check out the Hockey Podcast Network, where there is a podcast for each and every NHL team. We also cover the American Hockey League. They have a podcast about college hockey and all the ins and outs of the hockey world. If you wish to know more about our parent club, please check out the official Caps Chirps podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network, as they cover all things Washington Capitals. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at GritAndBarrettP1 on Twitter. That's at GritAndBarrettP1 on Twitter. This podcast is dedicated to the memory of Patricia Blosser, who passed away on December 5th, 2020, to dementia and COVID. The show is also dedicated to all of the Hershey Bears friends, fans, and family who lost their lives to cancer. Cancer sucks. Thank you once again for listening to the Grit and Barrett podcast, and go Bears.